forget this, Kenny.
I got you.
Okay, on everybody's left, defensive end, Keyshawn Freeman. On everybody's right, center, Kenny Cooper. I'll open it right up for questions for them.
Keyshawn, hit 1-for-13 on third down plays. How satisfying is that for you guys?
Oh, we're very happy about that. You know, we've been really trying to, as a whole defense, be more effective in first and second downs, and so third downs can be a little easier. I'm really proud of what we put on film today, and I'm just ready to see how we play from this point.
Kenny, you guys, it was kind of night and day between this and the Jacksonville State game. I know there's a lot of fatigue in that. Did you kind of feel the momentum you guys were creating up front, pushing it?
Yeah. I mean, it was. We had a bunch of long drives, so it winded not playing the week before. But it wasn't that bad. We just got a push and scored, and it's all that mattered.
Questions for Keyshawn and Kenny?
Keyshawn, if you can, where is this? Do you have the performance right in the time you've been here?
Actually, this is one of the better performances that we've had since I've been here. I'm proud of them, man. People being in the right places at the right time, fitting in the right gaps. The defensive front getting some great productions with sacks and tackles for the loss. You know, I'm very excited about. Like I said, I'm happy about what we put on film, and it. You know, I'm excited to see how we grow. You know, to see where we go in these next few games. So.
And you guys got to do a little more passing in this game. Offensive line overall happy for the opportunity to create more pockets and get
to find
that kind of pressure with Joe Thomo?
Not really. I mean, we just work a lot on pass setting every practice, and that's about it. I didn't really hear the question.
Keyshawn, what was said after that first drive? Because they get on the field 6 plays, 78 yards of score, and then after that, you saw that.
Yeah.
What was that on the sideline?
We just, after the first drive, you know, everyone got on the sideline. It was a bunch of, like, motivating and saying, hey, let's pick this up. That was, you know, that shouldn't have happened, y'all. You got to, everybody just let the game slow down, you know, focus in and do what you got to do. So that's what everybody focused on. And then, you know, it turned, you know, better towards the end of the game.
Keyshawn, the offense had 4 turnovers today. On the first turnover they had, they missed a field goal, but on the other 3 turnovers, it was 3 and out. How satisfied was that to keep them off the board points-wise?
You know, you're always happy, you know, when you can have a quick turnaround like that and keep them, you know, out of the end zone. We're very, very satisfied with that. I mean, as far as the offense, you know, we still, you know, we trust our offense. You know, they built us out so many times. In games in the past, and so, you know, we're all a team, and we're excited about where we're going.
Sean, we heard earlier in the week that Danucci might be the tougher of the two for you guys to.
Excuse me?
The quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might be the tougher of the two to contain. What did you guys do to keep him in the pocket and not let him get outside or make any long runs?
We just did what we usually do. You know, our coaches really emphasize people fitting in the right gaps and staying, doing your job, you know. Don't get caught up in like any kind of eye candy or any kind of things to get you off your assignment. Just play, you know, your fundamental football and just really be, you know, technical about what you're doing.
Keyshawn, you talked before the season about defensive linemen starting to feed off each other and learn each other's moves and what each role is. Do you feel like today was kind of the showcase of that? You got a lot of pressure with just 4 guys rushing.
I actually do, you know. I think I'm really proud of the communication that we have. You can see from all across the line, we're turning our heads, talking to each other, making calls and everything. And that really put us in a great place. And the preparations that we had throughout the week, you know, people are starting to establish themselves really well with a certain move. And, you know, Antonio Simmons, you know, he's sped back there, got a few sacks. He's been doing some really great things with his speed and his power. So it's been really good to see our defensive front, you know, show what they are since the summer.
Kenny, with the way that the, you know, the backs and the rushing game today, I mean, as an offensive lineman, you know, I mean, that's got to make you feel good to know that somebody's running that far behind you, don't
you? Yeah. I mean, we just work just to try to get the push for him, to let him get in open field and make big plays. And, I mean, it's good to have a B-back back there running hard and getting the extra yardage we need to win the game.
Keyshawn, it seemed like you guys were better at tackling, especially up the field, both the D-line and your secondary guys also coming up and making plays behind the line of scrimmage. Kind of, was that something you guys focused on this two-week break, or maybe just a culmination of things?
Oh, that's definitely one of the things that we've been communicating about in the past, you know, first two games, you know, we watched how many missed tackles that we had. Definitely in the first game, we missed a lot of tackles. And, you know, Coach Roof really wanted us to, you know, work on, you know, when you get there, really wrap up. It's not always about making the big hit, but you get the person on the ground when you get there. So.
Anything else for Kenny or Keyshawn? Okay. One more.
Keyshawn, how much do we think having extra time to prepare for COVID impacted the way you
It definitely helped us out a little bit, you know. We got to make any changes that we didn't like from last week. We just got to really communicate what we wanted to do with the game plan, and I think it helped us perfect it when we came into the game.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Thank you. Appreciate you.